This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow was willing to negotiate with Ukraine in the early months of the war, but the United States and other Western nations advised Kyiv against it. Lavrov's remarks on a visit to South Africa on Monday were similar to claims made last year by the Russian President Vladimir Putin that his country was ready for talks, but Ukraine's Western allies prevented that. The U.S. and other Western nations have said that Russia is not serious about negotiations in the war. Two students have been killed in a shooting at a school in Des Moines, Iowa. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Des Moines police say the shooting occurred in an educational program called Starts Right Here that's affiliated with the Des Moines School District. Officers arrived on the scene Monday afternoon and found the students critically injured and started CPR immediately. They died at the hospital. A teacher also was wounded in the shooting. About 20 minutes after the shooting, police say officers stopped a car about 2 miles away and took multiple suspects into custody. I'm Mike Hempen.
Seven people were killed in two related shootings at a mushroom farm and a trucking firm in a coastal community south of San Francisco, and officials say a suspect is in custody. The San Mateo County Board of Supervisors President David Pine says four people were killed at the farm and three at the trucking businesses. It was not immediately clear how the locations were connected. Officials identified the suspect as 67-year-old Shun Li Zhao, who worked at one of the businesses. The shooting followed the killing of 11 people at a ballroom dance hall in Southern California, which is still being investigated. At a news conference, the Los Angeles Sheriff Robert Luna.
Did he plan this? Was it the day of? Was it a week before? What drove a madman to do this? We don't know.
Sound courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. This is VOA News. The United States has joined the European Union in imposing sanctions on a new group of Iranian officials and organizations suspected in the security crackdown on protesters. At a meeting in Brussels, EU foreign ministers agreed to slap travel ban and asset freezes on Iran's sports and youth minister, Hamid Sejadi, accusing him of pressuring Iran's athletes into silence, including an Iranian climber who competed without Islamic headdress at a competition in Seoul. Health officials want to make COVID-19 vaccinations more like the annual flu shot. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The FDA is looking at a simplified approach for future coronavirus vaccination efforts, allowing most adults and children to get a once-a-year shot to protect against the mutating virus. One good reason, while more than 80% of the U.S. population has had at least one vaccine dose, only 16% of those eligible have gotten the latest boosters. The FDA will ask its panel of outside vaccine experts to weigh in at a meeting later this week. I'm Shelley Adler.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that Tesla CEO and Twitter owner Elon Musk has testified in the trial of a class action lawsuit filed by Tesla investors.
Angry Tesla investors who lost money filed a class action lawsuit against Musk, saying they were misled by a 2018 tweet saying he had locked up financing to take Tesla private. Musk told jurors Monday that he felt that financing was secured due to his ownership of SpaceX stock alone. The presiding judge ruled even before Musk took the stand last week that two Musk tweets about financing should be considered false.
That is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. Officials say most of Pakistan was struck by a power outage as an energy-saving measure by the government, but it backfired. Electricity was turned off during low-usage hours to conserve fuel across the country, leaving technicians unable to boot up the system all at once after daybreak. The energy minister said that the engineers had started restoring the power supply in various parts of the country Monday morning. He then said, since the demand for electricity in the winter reduces at night, as an economic measure, they temporarily shut down the power generating system Sunday night. Officials said late Monday that power had been restored in many cities 15 hours after the outage was reported. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.